Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He is on a hair trigger temper in every way.
What are you implying?
I think anybody that knows anything about Marvin Harrison Sr. off the field knows that I'm not going to say anymore.
I know he went to Syracuse University.
I think if you asked people who live in North Philadelphia about Marvin Harrison Sr., the first thing that they would say is, oh, yeah,
he played for the North Philadelphia? Right? Call in and tell us about Marvin Harrison, please, 412-928-9370, because Mulsey apparently knows something.
You've never read the huge story about him where he's essentially accused of killing a guy? Like shooting a dude?
Yes, I am aware of this, Chris. I was just playing dumb here with you. Yes, I do know that story. Anyways. I don't fault them for trying or asking. Like, instead of like looking into these minor moves and like guys that you have to squint and say are a number two wide receiver, ask about somebody that would legitimately change your team's roster and make you a significantly different in a better way team.
Somebody that you would presumably sign to a next contract if it really goes well.
Yeah.
Somebody that would cost you what?
And I think you put it in the, you know, take some, you got to give up something good to get something good category.
He was the fourth overall pick. Is he still costing you a first?
Probably.
First and
what?
I don't
know. I mean, I think the bottom line is that obviously whatever happened, this is a rumor. If it did happen, it obviously didn't go anywhere and it's not going to go anywhere. But if the rumor is true that they asked about him and were told, yeah, we love Marvin Harrison Jr., we're just being patient. Okay, thanks. I just like the fact that there potentially was some
dialogue
turning
there.
Over of every stone. Like you don't get credit for that in the end. If the Steelers come out of this empty-handed in an hour, I don't think I'm going to be like giving Omar Khan pats on the fanny for
Well, that would be
trying.
Like the Pirates coming real close on David Price the 1 year where they kept insisting we were so close to a David Price trade.
But one of the things you like to always bring up about professional sports teams is like, what is your process? And if that's one of the things that they tried or looked into,
that's good process.
I think that that's good, sound, like quasi out of the box thinking.
Well, if you think that Kyler Murray's the issue, I think the reason they probably don't want to trade Harrison, among others, is I suspect they're very likely to trade Murray.
Like, I could see if they're having conversations within the Steelers about their game plan for the trade deadline, and they're going over the pros and cons of giving up a fourth-round pick for Jacoby Myers or something like that. Maybe somebody in that room said, well, wait a minute. If we're like, why don't we try something
why
bigger?
Why don't we swing for the fences here?
Exactly.
What's the worst they can say? No.
At least think about what are your limits on something like that? Like what are you comfortable doing? I mean, ultimately, I don't think the Steelers, I think Faribault's probably right. I don't think they want to give up a first, second, or third round pick. But maybe they decided
they look at next year's draft like it's a showcase.
But maybe they decided that there was one or two guys they would give up something like that for, and they reached out to those teams and got turned down. Okay.
I have a theory on all this so far that we haven't plumbed from what Mike Tomlin said. We like to play the evaluate everything he says and read between the lines and try to find hidden meaning and try to extrapolate. You've said he talked when he said he loves shopping like a guy who thought something was in the offing and maybe still is in the offing.
Yep.
We also know Mike, by his own admission, lies during these pressers.
Yep.
I think he lied about something big time that might affect all this.
Let's hear it.
When he poo-pooed Tim Benz, I believe, asking more about Valdez-Scantling and what does he bring to the table.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's a practice squad guy. And
we have that audio. Here it is.
He's just a practice squatter right now. And so we'll get him in the fold and get him working and check his overall level of conditioning, how he learns and some of those things. It is not the Duggar discussion. He's just a practice squad guy.
I thought that was.
Did Aaron kind of advocate for bringing him in?
He did not.
Yeah, I think he lied blatantly on the second part. I think Aaron Rodgers absolutely was consulted and pushed for MVS. And then I thought it was a little bit, when I heard it live, of thou doth protest too much. It's definitely not a Kyle Duggar situation, okay? We've got to see if this guy can even run. I think that that was a sign that actually MVS is going to be up on the active roster more than soon.
Okay.
And that they brought him in and absolutely felt like he was going to be one of their significant additions.
So your prediction is
probably nothing happens.
In 56 minutes, we're going to find out that they actually really like MVS.
Well, that's what they're going to go with.
And that's their move.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Donnie, is that your prediction? Do you think MVS is the wide receiver the Steelers acquire between now and 4 o'clock?
I think he'll end up being it.
Man.
Yeah, and we'll be left a little disappointed here.
Don, did you have that same thought I just articulated, though, when Tomlin said
that? A little disappointed.
It felt like he was saying it, like trying to sell the idea that this is just a guy, just a guy, just a guy. Let's not get our panties in a bunch here about MVS. Oh, no, Aaron didn't have anything to do with it. I thought that was all hogwash, man. I really did.
But I think the boneheaded comment that he made about Roman Wilson maybe keeps the door open.
See, I thought I actually felt like his Roman Wilson eval was mostly positive, and he doesn't say, like a little joking, that boneheaded play unless he's still.
But he didn't say that in a joking tone. He said that in a very stern tone.
Well, I didn't have the YouTube on for that part. I was just listening at that juncture. You can usually tell by his face.
Here's tone.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's been a steady improvement in terms of their quality of play, particularly Roman of late, other than that boneheaded lack of ball security late in the football game. Generally, there's been an uptick in the quality of his play. But again, we don't look at our eligibles as wide receivers, man. We feel really good about our tight end group as eligibles as well. And you can't talk about the passing game without talking about the contributions that we get from that group. We've been very open about that as well. When we acquired Jonnu at the very beginning of the journey, we talked about, you know, that we have eligibles, regardless, REC, receivers. I still think we feel the same way. We certainly need growth and development from individuals within our collective, but we're comfortable with how we're distributing the ball and our utilization of people and our division of labor.
So you took that as a vote of confidence in Roman Wilson?
I still think if he wanted to crucify Roman Wilson, he just doesn't even mention him in that context. I know he got asked specifically about him, so I guess he would have had to say something.
Well, he didn't really get asked specifically about him. Roman Wilson got lumped in with Calvin Austin and other guys.
I know, but Roman Wilson was named in the question. So he could have just ignored him if he really wanted to send a message. But the fact that he said upward trajectory and then said, other than the boneheaded play he made in weird Tomlin parlance, that actually felt like if I were Roman Wilson, I'd say coach isn't that mad at
me. I got to swing back to Donnie here. You obviously mean that you'll be much more than a little disappointed if all they do is MVS, right?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
You don't have to freak out.
I just wanted to make sure that we all agree there. If it's just MVS, that is going to be a very, very hollow feeling
right
at about 4:30.
You have the sources. Where are you at?
I think something gets done because of the Tomlin answer where he was talking about how much he loves shopping. If I'm going to meet you guys in the middle on this, maybe it's not a wide receiver and it's a bigger name, obvious starter at another position.
On offense.
I don't even know that.
Seems odd.
If we
agree that they need offensive help.
Yes. Well, you and I agree, but Tomlin's always in pursuit of making the defense better. You know what he likes shopping for? Defensive players. They got $160 million. It's like my wife with shoes or like your wife with Yetis. There's always room for another one. You know?
I think she just got another one, too, actually.
Exactly. Yes, he said he loves shopping. He is a shopaholic when it comes to guys on his side of the ball. Yes, he is. So now maybe I'm thinking out loud here. Maybe that's what he was talking about. Maybe there's another corner coming. Maybe there's another defensive lineman. I don't know.
Maybe he's swinging a blockbuster for the currently injured Travis Hunter so he can get a guy who can do both.
Brian Thomas Jr. No, that would be really cool, though.
Happened to him this year?
I would sign.
Sure, I'd sign up.
I
think Brian Thomas Jr. in a vacuum is better than Marvin Harrison Jr. I think that should be obvious.
Well, last year he was for sure.
No, I think he's a better prospect, period.
Do you? I'd still take Harrison Jr.
Harrison Jr. is like a really polished player, but man, like physically does not jump off the page, I feel. He's a big guy. Not a fast guy.
Doesn't jump off the page. It was Maserati Marv, man.
Oh, my God. What are you doing? Giving Gus Johnson oxygen? The world-famous Ohio State Buckeye. Shut up, Gus.
Don't pretend like 2 years ago you didn't think Marvin Harrison Jr. had a shot to be one of the greatest wide receivers of all time.
He's not even going to end up being the greatest wide receiver to come out of Ohio State in a five-year period.
How do we know that?
Jeremiah Smith is already better than him.
Well, we were saying the same thing about Marvin Harrison Jr. 2 years ago.
I thought Smith and Jigba was better than him.
Okay, here we go. Revisionist history, Malzi.
No,
over here.
I thought he was.
And this should all be the ultimate lesson, just draft an Ohio State wide
receiver. No, Malzi's saying don't. Take the LSU guy over the Ohio State guy.
What are you,
Brian
Donnie?
Thomas Jr. over Marvin Harrison
Donnie,
Jr.
Donnie, are you leaving this job for a highly paid analyst position at BFF, Barber Football Focus?
I mean, I was pounding the drum for Egbuka.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
And how's that working out?
Yeah, pretty well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is Jackworth Hard Ginger Beer and supports the National Alliance of Mental Illness. We are an hour and 45 minutes away from the NFL trade deadline. Steelers dealt for Kyle Duggar last week. That's it so far. Nothing today by the Steelers. Jets are selling off everything of value. It is a complete liquidation sale there. And Breece Hall, the running back, wants to be a part of it. He has let it known to his agent, who is now getting that information out to all the big hitters in the NFL news-breaking field, that he wants out. The Chiefs are the rumored destination for him. And the Chiefs, apparently, one of their biggest insiders went on the flagship station in Kansas City, the Fan there, and said they aren't willing to give up a day one or day two pick. So there appears to be a staring contest there. The Steelers already have Jalen Warren, who they like, Kenneth Gainwell, who they like, and Caleb Johnson, who they really don't like anymore. So it's hard for me to fathom the Steelers trading for a running back. But Breece Hall did have a monster game against the Steelers, and I think that Tomlin is a pedigree snob. And probably liked to some degree Breece Hall out of college, and it just didn't line up or sync up with them drafting him. So I could see him, with his fetish for running the ball and loving the run, thinking, hey, if the price gets low enough on this guy, let's just acquire a good football player and work him in the hell with, you know, we'll worry about what we pay Jalen Warren later. And Kenneth Gainwell's been a third running back before. That's not a role that he's... And the same thing with Warren.
How much better is Breece Hall before? How much better is Breece Hall than Warren?
That's a good question. You know, for me, I probably would not... I like Jalen Warren, so I would say not that much better.
They've been in the NFL for the same period of time. This is why I bring it up.
Yep.
Jalen Warren has 445 career touches. He has, again, I'm using Pro Football Reference, so like different sites may have this differently. His career yards after contact, 2.2, 57 broken tackles. Like, these are things that I think the running back himself can control, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall, yards after contact, 2.1 in 629 carries,
and 20 fewer broken tackles forced. Like, I don't, those are two things I look at closely when I'm evaluating any running back because they are kind of independent of blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Warren is as good or better in those two metrics.
What is Cabali's take on this? Our biggest insider here at The Fan from the Pat McAfee Show. Do we have an update from him on what's going on today from the Steelers on deadline day? We didn't hear him at the Tomlin press conference, so my guess is Mark is working all his phones and really burning the midnight oil now into the, what would you say, the almost the midnight hour of the trade deadline.
It's the 11th hour for
sure. The 11th hour, yeah.
He just said the price has not been right. Something that Bob Barker was telling people for 35 years.
That's, so they would be playing the fail horn.
James Palmer, no relation to Arnold, I don't think, said, quote, "I've been hearing Pittsburgh is definitely out there being aggressive." And here's a good one. "They are looking at different players."
Really?
Oh. That's encouraging. They're looking at different players. They're looking at players. Good.
Every Multiple. Single person that works in this building, not even for this company, but this is like a four-level building.
Yeah.
Could do the exact same update. You could say, "I've heard they're being aggressive," because you've seen everyone else say it. We could get one of the people who works at the health at the doctor's office down the stairs, Pony,
mm-hmm.
to just say, "I've heard they're looking at different players." What kind of an update is that?
Tim Graham, who used to talk to O.J. Simpson a lot, that's how I think of him, who's been a Bills insider for decades in Buffalo.
Do you think he leads with that?
He used to, I think.
Like, "Hey, I have a good relationship with OJ," or "I had a good professional relationship with OJ."
He liked me, Tim, is my memory of being around him up there.
Seems like a personality flaw.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's, I mean, again, I wanted it to be funny, and it
Tim
came
Graham,
off meaner than I wanted.
10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
"Keep an eye on Deebo Samuel to Buffalo from Washington." That seems like a very Bills move.
Deebo?
They went with Amari Cooper last year and rolled the dice with big name guy. Let's see if the tank's on empty or not. And it was. He retired after that. That's a name guy that's played in and won some really big games. And thinking, well, these other guys are going for fourths. Maybe we can get him from Washington for
weird,
like a sixth.
You know what the weird thing about his fit factor would be with the Bills is, I mean, their offense this year has become
very run-based.
Thank you. You knew where I was going. And he only has 10 rushes this year and hasn't been super effective doing that.
Maybe they can use him as a lead blocker. He looks like Chris Fumatumafala these days.
He's a player who had his one big year with the Niners. I mean, he carried the ball 60 times. He usually carries it around 40 every year.
Yeah.
Like, they might squint and say, within the confines of what we like have decided we like to do, we're going to lean in extra and get this physical wide receiver who also could double as a running back for 5 carries a game.
I will say about the deadline so far, and lack of action by the Steelers, what does make me feel better is I don't think there's a team around them. I guess Jacksonville, technically, if the Ravens pass the Steelers, you'd have to worry about them as another wild card team. So they're the one team I would say, okay,
one of the teams
they made themselves better.
One of the teams that's around them that they're playing this week has seen things go backwards. Like the Chargers, if you look at them as just a comparable team that's going to be in that mix,
yeah,
similar record-wise,
yeah,
they just lost both tackles.
No,
well, they've no tackles.
I'm talking about
like trades.
I'm talking about trades.
Well, I know, but in a tangible roster building or adding or subtracting sense, teams
because
are either staying pat or subtracting for the most
now,
part.
Now, the one thing that I would say about the Steelers, though, is like they've got some ground to make up. I don't think they're on paper as good as Kansas City, even though they have a better record.
They're not.
You know, I don't think they're as good as Buffalo.
They're not.
So if they're going to catch those teams, you know, maybe they've got them, you know, Kansas City beat record-wise right now, but like they have more, in order to close that gap, it's more dependent on them going out and finding
some dudes. Well, they need another offensive. I think they just truly need another offensive option. They need,
They need a player, and it would have to be a wide receiver. That's why Shahid, for this particular statement, probably worked the best. Everything they do offensively looks somewhat difficult, even if it's been a lot more effective. They rarely are finding guys like wide open within scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think if you have somebody who's a credible enough vertical threat that teams have to deploy like an extra safety to double him and make sure you don't get beat over the top, it makes a lot of what you want to do easier because there's just more space and fewer people.
I think Bruce Arians is a pretty reliable source when it comes to offensive analysis because he's one of the great offensive minds in the last 30 years of football. Here he is on a guy the Steelers missed out on. You just named him Rashid Shaheed on McAfee today.
This guy is a game wrecker, boy. He's a touchdown waiting to happen. Maybe the fastest guy in the league.
Big
play speed right now.
Oh, yeah.
And more than just a receiver, he's on reverses. And just get the ball in this kid's hand. He's electric.
I would have really liked him. Fourth and fifth. I was going to say seems like a lot for a rental, but you've got extra fourth and fifth round picks. And Kabali's saying things on Twitter. I can't tell if he's being serious or he's being Mark, is saying like, that's way, way, way too expensive for a rental. That's crazy stuff for a rental.
What isn't too expensive for a rental is what I would ask Mark as a follow-up. In your opinion, what is a good price for a rental? Well, I don't know. It's what the team determines.
They rented Mike Williams for a fifth-round pick. Mike Williams half the receiver Shahid is right now?
By the way, I could still argue that Mike Williams was worth a fifth because he won them a game.
I agree with
that.
And
they made it into a playoffs by one game. He won them a game with a catch, period.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Exclusively at safety. We value his positional flexibility. It's an asset to us. It gives a lot of people things to work on, but certainly under the circumstances that we're under right now, we deem that appropriate as we did last week in terms of nailing him down there.
Listen to Starkey tomorrow to hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. I've been inspired by Matt Clement. I think I'm going to start investing in cards. Who needs the stock market and its volatility when you can invest in cards? The card market, you know?
Well, the last time you said, instead of invest my money traditionally, I'm going to do it in a sports-adjacent field, you lost $10,000 by June of a baseball season.
That's right. Yeah.
You bet the Mariners over win total, and it was one of the ultimate rocking chair losses in history.
But I think cards are safer. Like, if I start collecting Paul Skeens cards, you're telling me 20 years from now those things aren't going to be more valuable than they are
really,
today?
So really, all you're trying to do when you collect these cards is get rare ones, obviously. Pay now
what
for
What is going on with Schefter right now behind you?
One of their... I was going to say one of the stagehands, but it's Laura Rutledge, who walked behind to like fix up his like mic or
because
something?
Because he's been moving around constantly, and they have this thing called the Schefty Cam today that is just watching him at all times when he's like feverishly talking to agents and people on the phone and team officials and writing down trades and everything else. And it's just like a glimpse into the maddening life that he lives.
I like that they got Tannenbaum on his tablet and he's just got the home screen up and there's nothing opened. Riddick's at least got like a fan. Like they just showed Riddick and he's got some sort of spreadsheet or website open. I'm sure some proprietary
stuff
there.
What do you say,
Donnie?
You want to get in on this with me? Some card investing? I'll start a collection. Like I'll give you a piece.
So, okay. No, here's the key with the cards, right? And I think Clement...
I haven't collected cards since I was like six.
I've never collected them. But like, I
no
always
better time to get in than now, I
let's
heard.
Let's see how good your memory is, Pony. Who is the baseball player I always got in every stupid pack I would open up? There was one random, very random player that I got
Ellis
every time.
Ellis Burks?
No. San Diego Padres at that point. That's who he was with on the card.
So Benito Santiago?
No.
Bip Roberts.
Oh, that's a good one.
I had a Bip Roberts card, and Bip Roberts, I think, was only known for one thing at that around that time. He had, to that point, I believe, the longest at bat in Major League history by number of pitches seen. He had like a 26 pitch at bat.
Well, anyways. I say we get into it. We start our own investment club.
So the two of you
need stonks when you can have cards.
So you're saying cards line goes up, stonks line goes down? So for both of you to do this, Donnie, I know it's your segment here. We'll get to it in a second. You'd have to identify players now. Skeens is an easy one. Where you're willing to pay for like a mint condition, whatever. You've got to keep them in great shape.
Get them graded.
Get them graded, autographed, all that stuff.
Appraised, et cetera.
Appraised, the whole bit. Costs its own amount of money.
Yeah.
In the hopes that that player is great enough that one of these cards is something you can sell down the road for a handsome profit. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So then Skeens is an easy one. This guy's great. He's going to be great. Would you roll the dice on a Connor Griffin, for example?
Sure.
Who are some players who don't play for a Pittsburgh team and might play other sports where you would say that is a growth opportunity?
Mahomes.
But everybody knows he's great. How much are they costing you already?
Yeah, you would have had to get that.
I'm talking, who are some ground floor
guys? You guys are missing the point with Mahomes. Yes, I get it. Amazon stock is expensive. It's always going to be expensive. It's only going to get more expensive. Mahomes, expensive
now.
But
if you want to make big money, you have to try to get something.
It's not
like,
you're missing the point again.
You have to try
there.
To buy Apple stock in 1988, in 2019.
We're not trying to buy penny stocks that make it big. You buy nice, safe stocks. You go buy Coca-Cola.
So you're Bobby Blue Chipper here.
You buy Paul Skeens. You buy Mahomes.
He's buying Coca-Cola. What else? Apple.
You buy Connor McDavid.
I have a guy in mind. Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
How about Mason Heinsohn?
You buy Ohtani. He doesn't have cards. You buy Ohtani. You buy Mahomes. You buy the blue chips. Exactly. Anyways, was that what you wanted to talk about this segment?
No, it was about Jalen Ramsey playing safety.
What about it?
Blue Chips, an underrated basketball movie.
Agreed. Nick Nolte punts a basketball.
Jack. What was Shaq's character's name? Neon Biombo.
Neon Boudot, I think.
Yeah, Neon Boudot. And then there's the scene where he plays dumb about everything on geography homework, and then they offer him money, and he immediately rattles off like 20 countries in a row.
A lot of good cameos. Larry Bird in there. Al Bundy in there.
Fred Tarkenton.
Is it Blue Chips where they have, Bob Cousy shooting free throws?
Yeah, he
literally doesn't miss, and you can see them laughing because they do it all in one take, and he just keeps shooting and making them.
Bob Knight in there.
I think, Nick Nolte in that scene?
Yeah,
Nolte. Nick Nolte ad-libs, do you ever miss? Because he was supposed to eventually miss one, and he just kept making them. Anyway.
Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey playing safety more now than ever before. It looks like it's going to stay that way.
I'm fine with it. If it gives them, most concise opinion I can give. If it creates within them an ability to have some role definition, and as Tomlin likes to say, guys to play fast because they simplified the defense and everything else, and it gives Ramsey a chance to just take a bite out of a role and not worry about moving around much, I'm for it. Because ultimately, nothing annoys me more when I hear it from their defense or their coaches than they don't know, we're not playing fast because there's communication issues. I'd really put it this way, maybe more clean point. I'd rather them lose playing fast because they just got beat than lose playing slow because they're not sure where they're supposed to be. And if this helps them play fast, I'm for it.
Mike Tomlin was also asked as a follow-up to what Donnie played, if Ramsey is going to stay at safety long term, or maybe they'll trade for a free safety today that allows for Jalen Ramsey to go back to that Swiss Army knife position. This is what Mike said.
It really depends on player availability. It's certainly an asset of his. It's something that he's open to doing. It's something that he's capable of. Those things don't happen in a vacuum. They involve others and others' movement as well. And so we'll make those decisions based on what's available to us.
Yeah, what's out there. I think what we've learned here is, even when they get down to the bottom of the barrel now, they really do not want to play Juan Thornhill. I mean, they let a guy come off the street, learn the defense, play in the box with no real understanding of the Steelers playbook, and put Jalen Ramsey into kind of a box, not in the box, but like, you're going to stay here and play this position and not move around. because they just did not want Juan Thornhill to have to do that job. Which makes you wonder, like, what did they see in him this offseason? He sucked in Cleveland.
No, he was his only the thing he was supposed to be good at whenever he was quote unquote good was supposed to be playing center field, I thought. The ball isn't ever gonna get over his head.
Yep.
Just never felt like a fit there. That you know how like there's always the pushback from some fans who are like fully in the tank for the team and never like hearing criticism. They say, well, that's why you guys are in the media and they're the football people. Sometimes the media people and some of the more skeptical fans call something out for being stupid when it happens and are proven correct. That would be one of those things. Doesn't happen always, but it does happen.
That was a Donnie Football Tomlin tidbit.
Like, what a Bijan card that's graded and signed and everything. How's a Bijan card doing?
Not interested in that. Again, too much. Running backs get hurt.
Can you imagine Pony with an actual stock market advice show on, like, CNBC, Donnie? He's like, you know what? Here's a company I love, little known, but I think you'll love it. Coca-Cola. You just buy Apple. My big mover this week is Apple.
I'm a big fan of Jeff Bezos. Well, what he's doing.
You'll have to take out a second mortgage to buy one share, but you're going to love that share.
I agree with that. I think Apple, people are on their phones constantly. Apple makes phones. Phones aren't going anywhere. I'm serious. Invest in that.
This feels like almost like a skit right
now. It's not. It's me being, that's good sound advice right
there. Folks, and if you're not going to get Apple, let me tell you about another plucky upstart, Google. Let's talk about the folks over at Google.
That's my
NVIDIA.
That would be my advice with investing. Don't try to reinvent the wheel here and think you're smarter than everybody else.
I would tell people to invest in index funds that basically go up and make you money when the whole stock market does well. That's what I would say.
That's because the stock market's make-believe and they'll make sure it never fails?
I mean, that's part of it. But yeah, that would be I'd say index funds. But I don't know jack squat about it. I just read about it.
I have a cousin who has like that crazy theory. She's like, oh, the stock market's not real.
Pretty much isn't. I think your cousin's more or less correct. I mean, they're not going to let it just like fail completely. There are apparatuses.
Who's they?
Oh, big brother.
Big brother? What, are you Hulk Hogan? Listen here, big brother's going to step in here.
No,
he ain't going to let that stock market, he ain't going to let Dow go down here for the 1, 2, 3, brother.
It's you and me and S&P, brother.
He ain't going to let Dow Jones go down, brother. What are you talking about, big brother? What is this, 1984?
What was his name? Winston what?
Are you George Orwell?
No, they're just, I think it's one of those institutions and things that's too big to fail because too many like very rich people would lose their shirts.
Yeah. And we don't like it when that happens, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.